In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How do you ensure your own salvation? This is a question which has been considered by believers from the very beginning, because in the end, it is the only question that really matters. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Which means that eternal salvation is of utmost importance. Now, to be fair, you do have some amount of control over your own salvation. You can control what you believe and do and how you resist false belief. And so for many of us, the scarier and even more important question relates not to our own salvation and the assurance of it, but rather relates to the salvation of others. How do you ensure the salvation of those whom you love? How do you ensure that your children, parents, your family and friends won't end up like the self-righteous and entitled rich man? Which is to say, how do you ensure that they will not end up in torment, looking up at you in the bosom of Father Abraham? A greater nightmare can hardly be imagined. Well, we know that possessions are not the answer to avoiding this scenario. For our Lord taught quite clearly on this matter in various places in the Gospels. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And just a few verses before today's text, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And so, in many ways, the story of the rich man and Lazarus illustrates that possessions often do the opposite of ensuring eternal salvation. Possessions used in the wrong way can cause a person to become entitled, self-righteous, and a lover of money. Possessions and indeed, all earthly goods cannot help ensure salvation for oneself or for another. So what can we do? How can we ensure this eternal salvation of our loved ones? Well, the answer to this question is important and must not be missed. You can do nothing to ensure the salvation of another. The eternal salvation of another soul is not your weight to bear. You will crumble under the load, so do not try to bear it. If you try to bear the weight of your loved one's salvation, you will become like the blind leader of the blind of whom our Lord spoke when he said, "If the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." Which is to say, if you try to carry another person toward eternal salvation, you will both fall. So do not try. Don't put that weight on yourself. Who or what can bear this weight then? Well, our Lord could not be clearer with the words spoken through the mouth of Father Abraham in today's text. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. When Father Abraham speaks these words in today's gospel text, they are damning to the rich man, condemning him for his failure to hear the Lord's word through Moses and the prophets. But these same words, which were damning to the rich man, are comforting to us Christians. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. These words are comforting because they grant a sense of freedom and liberty. It is not your responsibility to bear the weight of salvation. Christ alone has borne this weight on the cross of Calvary. And his word of the scriptures bears the responsibility of working faith and bestowing salvation. So if you cannot ensure the salvation of another, what do you do for your loved ones in regard to their eternal salvation? The answer is this: you let them hear God's word. For God's word brings about that eternal salvation which we so desperately desire for our loved ones. Let the word of God bear this responsibility. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Though God's word remains the same, the manner, or more properly, the manners in which one hears this word will change depending on the stage in life and the personality of the person involved. And so the way in which each person hears God's word is going to look slightly different from one person to another. But one thing is clear: the hearing of God's word must start with you. If you do not hear God's word regularly, how can you exhort or lead another to do the same? And so daily reading of the scriptures, daily prayer, and weekly church attendance should be the minimum standard for all Christians. If you are not doing all of these things, then you should be just as concerned for yourself as for others. But moving beyond the self, how do we bring others to hear God's word? Again, this depends on the person and your relationship to them and their stage in life and many other factors. For younger children, of whom you have responsibility and care, the surrounding of them with God's word is a little bit more straightforward. Read Bible stories together every day. Pray together regularly, especially at meals and bedtime. Talk frequently about Jesus, and most importantly, bring them to church. Make this a habit. For if they do not develop the habit when they are young of sitting next to both mom and dad in the pew, then they are much less likely to maintain that habit later in life. Now, for others over whom you may have a little bit less control and influence, older children or adults, surrounding those people with God's word can be a little bit more difficult and require more nuance. For someone who has grown up in the church and has decided to walk away, this must be handled more delicately. But still, the principles are the same. Pray for them and pray with them as much as you are able. Talk about Jesus with them when you can, and incorporate him into conversations, even in a passing way. Now, for those who have never believed and aren't necessarily antagonistic toward the faith, it's maybe a little bit easier and more straightforward, because you can be forthright and bold with those people, praying for them and praying with them. Talk openly about the church and about your faith, and yes, even invite them to attend church with you, or encourage them to attend a church near them if you cannot go with them. The principles will remain the same, though the application will differ depending on the person. But let's be honest. This isn't probably the answer that you had hoped for in regard to the salvation of your loved ones and the assurance of it. But this is the answer that the scriptures give us. You cannot ensure the salvation of anyone. It is not your burden to bear. They have Moses and the prophets, so let them hear them. May God grant us the grace and humility to accept that we are not in control of salvation, And may he also grant us the boldness both to speak his word and to surround ourselves and our loved ones with it. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.